It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio joining us. He's back from NFL owners meetings. WGR's coverage of the owners meetings live from Florida. With Sal, it was brought to you by Window Nations, perfect fit for your home and wallet. Visit windownation.com. He's back in town, and mini golf? There was mini golf. The league cocktail party. I saw our buddy Mr. Perino said best night of the year is the league cocktail party. Sal, I mean, we joked at the combine 30 for 30 on that one. Was that one place? The bar, the hotel bar where. Jordan Schultz.
Oh, yeah. The High Velocity.
Yes. Hard Knocks High
Velocity. Way different than High Velocity, for sure.
Okay. What's the difference between the league meeting and the High Velocity meeting?
High Velocity is a late night, just impromptu gathering of people who go down and hang out at a bar. And it's just I want to talk to this person and that person. And, you know, it's people having fun. And not that you don't have fun at the cocktail party. It's the annual reception. This is to the nines, totally done up. You need a credential to get in, whether it's with a league, a team, or media. A lot of the coaches, GMs, league execs, they bring their wives and spouses. Everybody is really, the food is amazing. Like, there's no free food at High Velocity. This is free food. We're talking everything from, you know, I don't know, sushi and steak and whatever else, free drinks, alcohol all night long. And the people, Serena Williams was there. Caitlin Clark was there. Guy Fieri was there. All these people were at this place that we were at and we're all hanging out together with us.
Yeah. Well, Guy Fieri, huh? Not bad. A who's who?
Yeah, Bove took a nice picture with him and Guy Fieri.
I saw. All right, Sal, so you're back from owners' meetings. We saw some voting on rules proposals. Some things went through. The biggest change, obviously, is the special teams and the kickoff, which, you know, the teams had seen this coming, right? That's why we started to see movement in special teams departments. It kind of, it's a slow boil, as they say, Sal. Like the touchback used to be at the 20, then the 25, then the 30, now the 35-yard line for touchbacks. And That strikes me as now, Nate and I were joking about it during a break. If you're a kicker, you're like hitting into a green and you don't want to miss long. A touchback is a big penalty now. So to me, the dynamic kickoff is a part of it, but just the actual act of kicking the ball into the air and where you're going to land it, that is a massive change in the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. I think more than anything, Jeremy, there's just been a lot of, I guess, confusion from a lot of people on why they're doing this, right? And there's a few different elements to it. Yes, the league wants more kick returns. It's a more exciting play for the league. They want more returns. They want more action. They also, you know, want to reduce injuries, which is why you have the landing zone and why you have the setup where it is. And that's why they've gone to a lot of these, you know, types of formations, this different type of formation on the kickoff. What the league tried to do last year was say, okay, they brought all these different people together, special teams, coaches. How can we get more returns to be more exciting, but reduce the injuries? Because the way it used to be, if you have returns and these guys flying full speed down the field 60 yards away, that's what was causing a lot of injuries. That's why they created the setup zone, and where you can only be a certain amount of yards apart. You have to wait till the guy catches it and all that. Okay, that worked out for the league. The league data says injury concussion rate on a kickoff was way down, but it's now similar to a regular scrimmage play, which is what they were striving for, okay? Now, that being said, even though they had a pretty good uptick in returns, they want more because they feel that they're on the right track and they want even more returns because teams, especially towards the end of the year, were more willing to just bomb it out of the end zone and say, okay, start at the 30-yard line. Well, guess what? We want to see more returns. So what do? Let's move it to the 35. That'll really be penal if you kick it through the end zone. So we'll get the same effect of the returns. We're going to have less injuries. We see this happening. And teams aren't going to be as willing to kick a touchback because you start right at the 35. The other thing that Darren Rizzi said, I talked with him, he's a special teams coordinator who's a part of the competition committee with all of this. He gave a really good answer that I didn't think about. And he said, the other thing that's happening is because you're moving the touchback up, they have decreased punts. And he said, punts actually have more injuries than kickoffs. And because teams are closer and they're now either kicking field goals or going for it more because they get closer to midfield or whatever, not only they increase kickoffs, they've decreased the punt play. There's so much here, actually, with all of this.
You know, Sal, this is the one thing, too, I'll say about the league, is if it doesn't work, they'll change it next year. Like, and I think that's the one thing the NFL has started doing more of, which is, hey, you know, there was talk about a kickoff change, and then they changed the kickoff, and it's been better. And, you know, like the formations, and they wanted to ban the wedge, and it's been, you know. So they're doing these things and trying things, which I might want to say, Sal, that like 15, 20 years ago, this is a league that really didn't want to resist any change whatsoever anywhere. Yeah. So at least now you're seeing changes being talked about, being implemented. And a couple of years ago, they said, well, you know, we need to be able to review pass interferences. And then they did it, and they didn't like it, and they overturned it. So I guess for people that are like, what is this going to do? Is this, if it doesn't work, they'll just change it back.
It's a great point, Nate. I think the league has been much more willing, as you said, to kind of do these things where they have been always kind of stuck in their own way. I mean, it took until the 90s to get to the two-point conversion, right? I mean, and then they finally did it. And, you know, we can't change this, we can't change that. Once they started changing, like, moving the extra points back and playing with these kinds of things, they said, okay, like we're not killing the game. Okay, we can do this. So really good point on that. I'm going to get back to that in a second. A little nugget here, too, about the kickoffs. Interesting. So I asked Darren Rizzi, I said, what about just moving the kicker back? If you want this, right, what about just moving the kicker back? You know what he said? It was really interesting. He said, listen, they had a big discussion about that. But what happens is, Jeremy, this goes to your point about the kickers and what they're doing. He said, even though every kicker could still, from the 30-yard line, just kick it into the end zone, they're all strong enough. He said,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What, there's a feeling that it would be disadvantageous to colder weather teams because the kickers have less control in colder weather to be able to land it in the landing zone where they want to. And that's why they don't just move the kicker back because, yeah, they could just kick it through the end zone. They don't want to do that. So those kickers in colder weather cities and playing colder weather games, they're going to be a little bit more of a disadvantage as the season goes on to do something like that. I thought that was really interesting. He said the UFL is doing that. But they play in the spring. They're not going to have these weather issues. All right, that's right. Nate, to your point, this goes to the other rule. Rich McKay actually said one of the mistakes they made, I think that was actually a word he used, was waiting too long to get away from sudden death overtime.
Yeah.
So that goes to your point about once they finally did that, now we've seen all these changes.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking about the slow burn of the touchback is the slow burn of the overtime change.
Mm-hmm.
First, it's Bolt. Now, okay, we're going to adopt the whole thing from the playoffs where both teams are going to have it. Although the 10-minute time stamp is a little – that's one thing that's different about the regular season that, you know, if you get the ball first – and that might be a part of this, you know. In the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and the Niners, there's big debate. Do you want the ball first or second? In this scenario, you might say first because you have time. There's no rush, not worried about it. Hey, it took us 8 minutes and 12 seconds and we got our touchdown. And this next team, now we have dictated the kind of drive they will have to get a touchdown. So it's an interesting part of it that the second possession will not have the same advantages. I mean, then again, maybe you might like to have a 2-minute drill kind of offense. So that's a little wrinkle that's different.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what's going to happen, just so everybody knows that they're moving the regular season to the overtime playoff in the overtime format in the playoffs, which is no matter if you score a touchdown or not, the other team's going to get the chance to possess it. However, as Jeremy just pointed out, if you go the entire 10 minutes and you just kick a walk-off field goal, game's over. The other team doesn't get a chance. Yep. So I think winning the coin toss is even more is imperative still in overtime.
Sal Capaccio joining us. We also got the Hawkeye technology for measuring first downs, which at every single opportunity I'm given, I will say, no, it's not a chip in the football. Measuring it, it's not going to change what happened to Josh Allen on that fourth down quarterback sneak.
That's right.
These things are not changing despite every Chiefs fan pretending that something has been swung in the favor of Josh Allen and the Bills. It's just... did they get a first down? Zap it. Yes. That's it. But the officials still placed the ball. So it will be faster, Sal, I guess, right? That's what they're looking for, is to kind of speed things up.
Yeah, listen, I'll even go a step further. You're 100% right, everything you said, Jeremy. We kind of really not going to do anything different. Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen the chains come out in a long time because, I mean, we have, but very rarely, because they look and they go, oh, yeah, it's a first down. We've even seen Hawkeye call down and say, by the way, that wasn't a first down. Go move the chains back. Remember that?
Yep.
Like, we've seen that a few times. So they're really not going to change much here. It's it's just a way for the league to say we're refining and getting better at it as we go and using this technology.
Yeah. I continue to be a little bit frustrated by the way that everybody seems to be selling it. Oh, it's a new era. Sure it is.
No.
It's not that different. It's just not that different. So anyway. All right, Sal.
Well, Tush push.
Tush push.
Real quick.
There's a report that it's 16-16, that this is a coin toss right now. And now what? You need eight more votes to ban it? And I heard you get into this really well about how it really comes down to language maybe.
Yeah, I think so too. So what's going to happen is there's another owners' meetings in May. That's a little different. There's no cocktail party that I'm going to go to for that one, guys. That's a little more low key. But they will get together, and there will be a competition committee kind of bringing some stuff up. They'll talk through this. I don't even know if you'll get to a vote on Tush Push. I think it's here to stay this year again. But there's going to be some more refining of this. Language is very, very important here. From what I understand, there's some people raising the concern of the language, saying, well, immediately after the push. Well, do the bills go immediately after the push, for example? Josh goes to the left. Is that immediately after? There's some language stuff in there that I think they need to work through. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, look, I will tell you for sure that it was brought up in the room, in the competition committee, by somebody that maybe the league, and this is my stance, actually. I like this. I'm glad someone brought this up. Maybe the league should go back to the rule from pre-2004, which is literally there was a rule on the books that said you can't pull or push anywhere on the field. They eliminated that. You know why? Rich McKay said because it was too tough on officials to see what was going on down the field in the pile, basically, when that happens. But you guys see it. Guys got, he's kind of stopped. People run in from down the field. They push. There was a rule 21, 22 years ago, pre that, that said you can't pull or push anywhere in the field. They got rid of that, which is kind of why the Tush Push started, because there was no rule against it. Hey, I'm here for that. I'm here for doing that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's funny. Like, that's why they got rid of it, because it's just difficult on the officials. All right.
Yeah. And then real quickly, some schedule stuff. I read a report this morning that the Chiefs have requested, according to a source at The Athletic who wrote this, Nate Taylor wrote the story, to be a fixture on Christmas Day going forward, much like the Lions are on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And I think that's wild, because I'm like, man, Christmas Day to play. Like, if you're on the road, they were last year. That's Christmas Eve away from your family, Christmas morning away from your family, but whatever. They want to do that. And let's remember, the Chiefs are at the Bills this year, and the Bills are the Hallmark movie this year.
Okay.
I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I wonder about it, Sal, you know, if it was a Wednesday, maybe they see it as we'll take a short week for a really long break right before the playoffs, because that's what they did get. But the next few years, this year Christmas is Thursday, then Friday, Saturday. The next few years, we've got like five straight years of triple headers on Christmas. So there'll be a lot of fixtures there, and I guess the Chiefs want it. All right. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline, wrapping up owners' meetings. Worst,
we can go right at 10 again, Josh.
Worst call Wednesday is coming up, where, it was April Fool's Day, and did you get got? You out there, did you get got? Because I know someone that got.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.